The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today, we are talking about the long-term benefit of wellness care. Now, if you have never listened to Maximize Your Life, you know, inevitably our goal is to look at overall health and wellness. And I feel as if the best analogy is that there's not a destination, which for some people might sound discouraging, right? It's like, well, when's the destination? Like, when do I reach the point, check the box? And there might be health goals. Though that being said, I think one of the aspects that is, you know, it's a journey, not a destination. And when you really embrace the journey that you're in, just know, like, you know, here's a really great example. Hey, I want to lose 10 pounds. And you're like, cool. I'm going to start going to the gym. I'm going to start eating better. I'm going to, start taking my vitamins. Then all of a sudden you lose 10 pounds and you're like, well, let's quit the gym and back to pizza and ice cream before bed. You know, like that's not what health is. You might have had a short term goal, but that's not truly. You could eat cabbage soup for the next 10 days and lose 10 pounds. It doesn't necessarily, well, I mean, if you ate cabbage soup, you'd probably be healthier, but you know what I'm saying? Like, so I think when we talk about, you know, maximize your life, we talk about nutrition, we talk about detox, we talk about oxygen, lean muscle, chiropractic care, which obviously embraces the nervous system. So we look at mindset, you know, we look at this big picture of things and just where does health truly come from? And I think that's inevitably one that it might be a season that you say, hey, I'm going to pay attention to my health more right now. But we can't just ignore our health in general in seasons that we might become more busy. So I was talking to a patient this week and he is 62 years old. And he's been retired for about a year. And we went through and I just said, you know, like, why? What are you doing here? Like, why are you still here? Because he had been here now for 9 years. And he was like, well, I first started because I had hip pain. And he goes, well, you know, sometimes I still have hip pain. And I was like, okay, well, when do you notice the hip pain? And he goes, well, I went on a 10-mile hike. It was pretty inclined. That hike, you know, it was probably mile 8 or 9 that I, you know, it was soreness. It wasn't really pain. It was just some soreness. And I was like, okay. And he was like, yeah, and then I was in Michigan, I was doing hiking in there, and then I was in Colorado, and I was doing hiking there, and then I was down in Kentucky, I did a bunch of hiking in Kentucky, and I said, how many medications are you on? And he was like, well, none, why? And I said, how awesome is it that you're 62 years old, been under, you know, max living health and wellness care, now at Greenwood Family Chiropractic for 8, almost 9 years. You are hiking. Oh, he said, I was startled by this. He had said that he was gone from Sunday to Sunday. He was gone for about a week. He hiked 46 miles. 46. He goes, yeah. And then I see these other guys and these other guys, because he just retired and the job that he had was relatively physically active. And he said, you know what? He goes, there's a bunch of my friends that I retired with, and all of them said, hey, don't go to the doctor. Don't go to the doctor for the first 6 to 12 months once you retire. And I said, well, what was the thought process behind that? And he said, well, everyone just wanted to enjoy their retirement before they found out what was wrong with them and what was breaking down. And it was like, so the thought process is when you turn 60 or 62 and you decide to retire, you don't go to the doctor for about the first year of your retirement so you can enjoy it before you realize that you've had a health problem accumulating for the last not only year, but probably 15 to 20. So then that way, because he's like, yeah, some guy retired and he already had two stints put in, another one, you know, he retired and he's got a new hip now 6 months later. He's like, people just want to enjoy their retirement. And I said, well, imagine if those people just invested in their health for the 10 years before that, like you did. You know, you might have, chiropractic isn't going to save you from general aches and pains. I feel like if you took a 20 something who was in pretty great shape, I'm like a little bit older than a 20 something, but you know, and I feel like I'm pretty physically active, but if you had me hiking 9 to 10 miles a day every day for, you know, 5 to 6 straight days, I'm probably going to be sore too. There's not a chiropractic or strength or exercise that wouldn't make you a little bit tired. I said, but you are doing the things that people wish and hope and pray for, but it's not by chance, it's by purpose. I said, you've actually taken care of your health these last, you know, decade before. And even while he was working, I'd always be like, what'd you hit at the gym today? And, you know, we'd go through what he was working out. And so I just feel like when you're, but, you know, even just talking about the process of degeneration today, right? That osteoarthritis, degenerative disc disease, how that process happens, but why you can actually look at that prevention beforehand. So before we dive down deeper into that, let's talk about some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
Today for Health in the News. Two popular types of exercise could reduce cancer growth, study finds. Single workout session could help prevent breast cancer recurrence, researchers conclude. So new research has revealed that a single session of weight training can help fight breast cancer. Researchers at Edith Cowan University in Australia investigated how resistance training in high-intensity interval training, so also what we call HIIT training, affects cancer cells. One key benefit is the boosting of myokines, a protein produced by muscle that could reduce cancer growth by 20 to 30%, according to a press release. The study, published in the Journal of Springer Nature, randomly allocated a single bout of resistance training, or HIIT, to 32 breast cancer survivors. Blood samples were collected before and after exercise and were measured for cell growth. The researchers discovered that a single bout of either exercise, so HIIT training or resistance, increased the level of anti-cancer myokines and, quote-unquote, significantly reduced cancer cell growth in survivors. This highlights the importance of exercise as a treatment with promising anti-cancer effects. Study co-author Rob Newton, PhD, who's a professor of exercise medicine at Edith Cowan University, reflects on these findings in an interview. For people living with or after cancer, each exercise session acts as a, quote, dose of cancer-suppressing medicine produced by the body itself. This reinforces the importance of exercise as part of cancer care, with intensity being a critical factor. Newton said he found the results surprising, as the researchers suspected there would be a difference between resistance training and HIIT training. He said, "We were struck by the fact that both resistance training and interval trained suppressed cancer cell growth to a similar degree, although they appeared to act through elevations in different myokines. This suggests there are multiple biologic pathways through which exercise exerts its anti-cancer effects. They obviously that said there were some limitations on the study. But they said, based on the preliminary findings, they encourage people with cancer to try to exercise most days of the week to their dose their body with cancer-suppressing molecules. If muscle mass is low, targeted exercise combined with nutrition should be used to build more muscle mass, especially enlarging the body's internal pharmacy of anti-cancer agents. So they just talked about a large body of evidence exists that shows the effective safety and effectiveness of exercise as medicine, including during and post-cancer treatment. So I think this is one, you know, we'll often do what we consider like HIIT training in the office. It's high intensity interval training. We've taught that for a long time. There is quite a bit of research about strength training now. I was talking to that 62-year-old patient just about how one of the key indicators for longevity now, and this was not necessarily 10 years ago, but now, is muscle mass in individuals over the age of 65. And so I think it's just one aspect where high-intensity interval training doesn't have to be where you're trying to, you know, sprint against the JV high school team. But high-intensity interval training forces your body to exert energy to 85 to 90% of its maximum target heart rate. So your body feels like it's almost at the brink of not being able to keep going, and then you relax. So versus like, oh yes, I went out for a leisure walk, versus like really intense mall walking, and then you relax. Like almost like a jog, but you're not jogging, and then you relax. So I think that aspect of things is just like a little bit better in terms of like how to address it. But those are ones like, what happens if I don't have cancer? And you're like, well, what are you doing to prevent that cancer? So it's not just something that you don't want a recurrence of. I think it's just one. Everyone technically has cancer. It's just whether or not it's affected an organ system yet enough for us to be able to find it. And so the ones where cancer cells are just abnormal cells, like what if we could significantly reduce that cancer cell growth, even if you're not post-diagnosis, right? What if it's not just a survival technique, but one that's a longevity technique that we use, right? Like, why are you exercising? And you're like, for health and longevity. So, but that's what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So when we return, we'll talk more about some of the benefits of long-term wellness care.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today we are talking about long-term benefits of wellness care. I think in society, we have very much built more value on ignoring a symptom, quick slapstick fixes that inevitably don't get down to the root cause of the problem, allowing our body to not take a priority. Right? Our health, not a priority. Oh no, I can't. I'm too busy. I don't have enough funds, this, that. And then we end up losing our health. Several different medications. And then we turn around and then we're like, oh my gosh, you got off of, you know, five medications and you lost 50 pounds and all of the things. And you're like, But what if they started and they started exercising before they had high blood pressure? What if they cleaned up their diet before they had high cholesterol? What if they got adjusted before they had back, hip, and knee pain? And you said, hey, how's your health been the last 10 years? And they say, well, I started on no medications, able to walk a mile, healthy as a horse. And you're like, hey, what about now? And you're like, 10 years later, what can you do? And you're like, still on no medications, still can walk a mile, still healthy as a horse. And you're like, oh, not a lot of value in that, right? Like, what'd you even do over the last 10 years? You can't really do any. And you're just like, I think when we talk about or address issues in terms of health, we think that if I choose to do nothing, it will stay the same. And very like proactivity doesn't mean you're seeing these leaps and bounds. Like, oh my gosh, I was going to the gym and now I can be in an ultra marathon. You know, it's one where so many times, and this is a huge win, is that I'll ask patients, like, what do you want to do in 10 years? Like health-wise, what are some health things that you want to be able to do 10 years from now? And they say the same thing I'm able to do now, which might not seem like it's really these leaps and bounds worth of benefit. But when you're like, hey, I'm 62 and I'm able to in 1 week hike 46 miles. And you're like, what do you want to be able to do in 10 years? Like when you're 72, what do you want to be able to do with your health? And they say, and when I'm 72, you know what I want to be able to do? I want to be able to hike in 1 week 46 miles. And you're like, that's the same thing you can do now. And you're like, but your health isn't your health. You're either growing health or you're growing disease. You're either building health or you're building disease. And I think so oftentimes when it's like this set it and forget it, we think like, oh, everything's just the same, so we're good. And you're like, nope. Mm-mm. It's not how it works. It's just like, hey, you have a cavity. And you're like, oh, yeah, I had a cavity a year ago. And you're like, what do you think your oral health looks like in 10 years? And you're like, hoping just to have that one tiny cavity. And we all know that the progression of tooth decay doesn't work like that. If you have one cavity today, in 10 years, that cavity is likely not going to be the same. It's likely going to get worse because that is the progression of tooth decay. And it's just something we've known, right? We've been taught. It's innate to us. We have always known you brush your teeth every day. Why? Because if you're not working proactively on it, your oral health, right? Your teeth, your gums will decay and they'll decay faster than if you choose to do nothing. So it's like, oh, what are we going to do? We're just, you know, be proactive. We're going to go to the dentist a couple times a year. We're going to brush and floss every day. We're going to take good care of our oral health. And you're like, well, what about your physical health, right? Like, what are you doing to invest in your physical health? Well, you know, no, I'm really busy. Just really busy. Got early mornings, late nights, all the things, just busy. And you're like, oh, okay. Can't afford a gym membership. And you're like, there are some very affordable gyms. Maybe that's not your cup of tea. But like, can you do push-ups against the wall at home? Can you do push-ups against the floor at home? Can you just walk around your neighborhood, right? Like, maybe not in all points in time can you do outside stuff if you're living in central Indiana. But for at least 7-8 months of the year, you sure can. So I think it's just one where you're like, but how much does that cost you to walk around the neighborhood? Nothing costs your time. And that investment in time warrants an increase in terms of what moves the needle for your overall health. And so I always think it's the funniest thing when people say, hey, don't get adjusted once. Because if you get adjusted once, you'll probably have to get adjusted for the rest of your life. And I'm like, that's the most uneducated statement I feel like people can make. Because it's also like saying, hey, don't eat a salad once. Because if you eat a salad once, you might get some energy from all of those vegetables. And you might want to have a salad for the rest of your life. You're like, what? That's the most absurd thing ever. You're like, oh no, but you want to eat those pizza and french fries, you'll feel like crap, and that's a good place to stay. But you know, if you do it once and you feel good, you might want to do it for the rest of your life. Or you're like, don't get adjusted once, because if you might, you know, you might, you'll probably have to get adjusted for the rest of your life. And then I'm like, okay, well then don't work out. You might get some really good endorphins. You might get to feeling really good. You know, that one workout, like we learned, might increase your myokines and help you fight cancer. But then you might want to do it for the rest. Don't work out once, because then you'll want to work out for the rest of your life. And you're like, I brush my teeth every day. I try to work out several times a week. I work out several times a week. Do I have to change those days every week? Absolutely. Why? Because my husband is military and he works a very odd schedule in terms of like police departments and night shifts and day shifts and all of the things. Like, I mean, it's just crazy, right? Like, we have a crazy schedule. And so kids stuff, kids sickness, like yeah. So I'm never going to be the person who, there are people who are like, you will be at the gym every day at 6 a.m. You will be at the gym every day at 5:30. And sometimes I get a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I don't get the rest of the week. Or sometimes I get a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So I get those weeks are not as often as the other, you know, but like you get all these extra times and you're like, wow, that's really awesome. What an investment we can make in terms of our health. So I think it's just one with adjustments too. People are always like, is one adjustment, does it make a difference? And I'm like, well, what if I tell you I'm never going to brush my teeth? But I mean, maybe one time I'll brush my teeth. Like, is it worth it to brush my teeth once? And you're like, I think so. You know, is it going to move the needle forever? And you're like, probably not. But is it more helpful than none at all? And you're like, yep, absolutely. Well, I'm not going to work out consistently, but what if I get one workout in? Is one workout better than none at all? And you're like, according to the recent research published in Australia, yeah. You know, can help you fight cancer. One workout, one adjustment, one, you know, but I think sometimes we commit to this all or nothing. If I'm not going to the gym 5 days a week, I'm not going to go. And you're like, that all or nothing approach generally for life is not going to serve us well. And it's like, what if we just move the needle? You know, it's the compounding effect. Gosh, we did a book study. Oh, I'm going to forget the name of the book that we did. But it was just one where it's like, if you're a pilot, we did the book study for Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So all the team read it. So it's like, if you hop on a plane and you're like, hey, I'm going from, you know, LA to New York, and the pilot sets the cruise control, but he's 1 degree off, and you go across country for every 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, with 1 degree difference instead of going left and you go right, that will massively change the trajectory of where you end up. And so I think sometimes when we say, hey, I'm going to change my nutrition 1 degree, or hey, I'm going to change my health routine 1 degree, or like, you know, does it matter if I get adjusted? The answer is absolutely yes. I think it's riveting when you look at these studies that come from the long-term benefit of chiropractic care, right? Like, let me share with you this one specifically. It's actually one of my absolute favorites. So Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois did a 7-year, an HMO study, 7 years. It looked at over a 7-year period where chiropractors served as like a primary care physician, right? So we don't prescribe, but oftentimes we are primary care, and that, you know, we will refer people out for MRIs or back to maybe more of a medical or allopathic setting if it appears that they need lab works. But they looked at the outcomes. So chiropractors as primary care in the network of Blue Cross and Blue Shield Illinois. And they looked at the outcomes of that primary care versus conventional medicine. And what they found is chiropractors, 7-year period, people who are under chiropractic care for 7 years saw a 60.2% decrease in in-hospital admissions. They saw 59% fewer hospital days. They saw 62% less outpatient surgeries and procedures, and they had an 85% less pharmaceutical cost. So when you look at like the general, it doesn't, you know, it's not like you're going to get adjusted and you're like, I will never need a surgery. I'm going to get adjusted and I will never need a pharmaceutical to help me with my health. And that's not what the claim is on this. What the claim is that the patients who were seen, chiropractors as a primary care for over 7 years, saw a substantial reduction in terms of standard allopathic care. Why? Because it's an investment. It's an investment. So you look at now, the average American per person as an annual cost of prescription medication is averages per year about $1,400. So that's about a little bit over $100 a month, the average person. So, I mean, if you have, you know, a couple, and I remember seeing one that was talking about Medicare and how Medicare was upwards of close to $10,000 a year in terms of prescriptive drugs. And you're like, what if you cut that down by 85%? And you're like, Kai, if you're doing things proactively, that's called an investment into your health. When you actually invest in long-term health outcomes, you're looking at a higher quality in terms of quality of life, right? Now, there is more that I want to talk about in investing in long-term wellness, and we'll talk more about that next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne. I'm about to have a good day.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today, we're talking about the long-term benefits of wellness care. I see this a whole bunch more. You know, when you're like in a job, you see the failures of things around you in a different light. And truly, that is one that I see, you know, over the last, gosh, decade and a half of practice. It's weird to think that I might have been around for that long. But What's crazy to think about is that I see people who, you know, the biggest excuse that comes with when people don't pay attention or don't put their health as a priority or is time and money, right? Time and money are the two biggest things. I would argue that time and money is probably the main reason for majority of any lack of movement for a lot of different areas, like, you know, time or money. Time or money. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough money. Probably 90% of reasons people don't make decisions, just generally, not even health related. And so I see people, right? And they're in the thick of it. And trust me, like I get being in the thick of it. Husband works, I work, 3 kids, school, sports, life, you know, reading, tutoring, like we have so many things. And I get the hustle and bustle of everyday life. And so it's easy to be like, nope, I'm too busy. You know, what's a priority? Sports practice is a priority. This is a priority. Money's a priority. You know, I have 3 different streaming services, so I can't afford organic. And you're like, in hindsight, like, what would that, what difference would that make if you didn't have Hulu Plus, you know, or Disney Plus, or, you know, what if you didn't have all the HBOs and whatever? I don't even know. I don't know things. We don't have cable TV anymore. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's one where you're like, people have time and money for what they value. And oftentimes, unfortunately, that value doesn't fall in the health realm until something happens that forces you to pay attention to your health. I was talking to a family member. They still live in the Chicagoland area. And they're doing a project on University of Chicago has a cancer center that they're building. Huge. They started, it's an $815 million cancer center, University of Chicago. So it's a 575,000 square foot, seven-story center. Huge. The center is expected to open to patients spring of 2027. Will be able to accommodate 200,000 outpatient visits and 5,000 inpatient visits annually. So, I mean, this center is huge. And so I was talking to this family member, and they were like, you know, they're helping with construction, some of the work on that. And he said, Leanne, before I went into work that day, I was sitting and I was just watching people walk in and out. And I was thinking, gosh, you know, I got to get new tires. You know, my tires are bald. And when I get home, that dishwasher has that leak. And God, I forgot to go grocery shopping and all the things. And all of the, you know, just the everyday Monday things were running through my head. And I was watching these individuals walk in and out, in and out. And I thought to myself, he said, they have one thing and one thing only that they're thinking about, and it's their health. And it is true. You know, when people lose their health, they will go to the ends of the earth to regain it. Ends of the earth. And it's like, but what if you could, instead of spending $1 million to regain your health after you've lost it, what if you said, I never want to get cancer to begin with? I mean, I think that's everyone's thought. Like, let's get real. So I don't mean it in that regard. I think about it as like, what if we put our time and money, because we put our time and money to what we value, and we said, hey, one exercise helps me fight cancer. One aspect of increasing fruit and vegetable consumption more every single day decreases my risk of X, Y, and Z cancer. You know, investing in good quality nutrition, good quality supplements, exercise, you know, not from a cancer aspect, but just nervous system in general. Like, what if we actually started looking at investing in terms of health, what we can do overall? And so this is one where it just really, truly also brings me back to what that looks like for chiropractic care. You know, we talk about like, and I'm very clear and I'm very candid from the beginning. My best recommendation as a structural corrective chiropractor, you know, more, you know, obviously we do symptom-based care, but the traditional chiropractic is pain-based, add needed adjustments, right? So it might help the symptoms, but it doesn't actually get down to the root cause of the problem, where more specifically what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic is if someone has the start of degeneration, you know, so like loss of disc height, small osteophytes or bone spurs, there is a correlation about the benefits of stopping that progression of degeneration when that individual utilizes structural corrective chiropractic techniques. And so I've always said my best recommendation, I always tell people, my best recommendation is that you get adjusted for the rest of your life, you know? And people are like, oh, so you're the chiropractor. I'm like, absolutely, I'm the chiropractor. Hey, I want you to eat well for the rest of your life. I'm also that doctor. Hey, I want you to exercise for the rest of your life. I'm also that doctor, right? And so when we look at these, the long-term benefits, there are so many. And a lot of these are based off of pain. But here's what I know for certain. There's something called Wolf's Law. And that law is that if there's unequal stress and pressure on a joint, that joint changes. So for example, if you lose the curve in your neck, right? Some people will know it as like military neck. That loss of curvature puts more stress and pressure not only on the disc, but see on the anterior vertebral bodies, causing an increase in bone spurs. Well, 2-3% a year is that process of degeneration if nothing is done. So some people will come in and they'll say, hey, you know what? You know, I used to, here's what I used to do. This is what they tell me all the time. Here's what I used to do. I have some neck pain. I'd sleep funny. I'd have some neck pain. I'd go to the chiropractor. I'd probably go to the chiropractor 5 to 10 times and then my neck pain would go away. And then I wouldn't have to go back for a couple years. I'm like, ow. What caused the neck pain? Maybe, I don't know. Chiropractic helped me though, fix me. I'm like, well, chiropractic might have alleviated some of the symptoms, standard traditional chiropractic. But say if it was because of the loss of curvature in your neck. So guess what happens? So really, it's like we use chiropractic in the short term, like a glorified Advil. Hey, I've got an ache and pain here. Rack them, stack them, twist them, pop them. Come back when you have some more pain. And you're like, well, but if you're doing nothing, is that degeneration still happening? And the answer to that definitively is yes. If you have unequal stress and pressure on that joint in your spine, that joint is going to be degenerating, which is why people come in their 30s and they're like, gosh, I'm in a lot of pain. And I look at their spine. I'm like, yeah, it's been in there for 20 years. You know, oh, yeah, I was playing tackle football when I was 10 and I got jumped on by, you know, 300-pound Johnny Appleseed, and I was only 120 pounds when I was 10 or whatever. Like, I mean, I don't have a good reference point for weights because my kids are very tiny little featherweights, you know? But it's like, yeah, I remember when I fell off that monkey bar and it knocked the wind out of me and I knew I wasn't supposed to be doing it, so I didn't tell my mom and I just went through it. And you're like, yep, could have been that. So I think it's all those ones where it's like coming in and saying, hey, I got a toothache. Hey, doc, I got a toothache. And they're like, oh, yeah, put this Orajel on it. Numb it. We'll just put some numbing stuff on it. Do that. Just don't eat a lot of sugar, right? Not hot. And then you're good to go. And you're like, so there's nothing else underlying, right? And you're like, oh, I don't know. But did it work? Just come back when you've got another toothache. And you're like, oh, well, 10 years later, you come back. But that little toothache that you always used to put like 5 days of Orajel on and you did that for the last 10 years. Now, all of a sudden, 10 years later, you're like, hey, I've been putting, how come the 5 days of Orajel isn't working? And you're like, because the problem that you presented with 10 years ago no longer is at the severity of the problem that you presented 10 years ago. Now, that tooth decay has been in there for 10 years. So it's not a cavity anymore. Now it's a root canal. Now it's an extraction. Now it's this and that. You're like, the problem got exponentially worse. Why? Because we tried to do this little slapstick fix on it where all the while that progression of decay was still happening. And honestly, truly, there is not a lot of difference when it comes to your spine. Hey, I've had this back pain. You know, usually what I do is I do a little icy hot, hop in a hot shower, get 2 or 3 adjustments. I'm good to go. No, your symptoms have been relieved. What is the root cause of the problem? And so we get through this one. Yep, couple days of Advil, I'm usually pretty good. And now you're doing Advil every other day. And now you're doing Advil every day. And now you're walking around with a bunch of pocket candy in there to Tylenol and Advil, alternating either one. So one damages your kidney, one eats up your stomach. One damages your liver, one eats up your stomach, right? We're trying to see how slowly we can decimate organ systems by just telling your brain to stop feeling the pain. When all the while, what has truly happened is that there's a cause of your problem. But yet somehow we've demonized long-term chiropractic care because, hey, don't get one. Because if you got to get one, you got to get one for the rest of your life. Or, you know, you look at the difference in terms of what it looks like from a structural corrective, right? Or long-term. When you look at lower healthcare costs, fewer surgeries, fewer hospitalizations, less use of advanced imaging like CT or MRI, fewer opioid prescriptions. But then too, like even something they actually looked at, it was called usual medical care in chiropractic care versus usual medical care alone. It was a 6-week intervention that they looked at. And this isn't even like, this is probably still acute care when you're looking at 6 weeks versus like when we look at the people who are in my office for 10 years. You're like, still you're getting adjusted 10 years later? Yeah, because I'm here for preventative maintenance, right? Like it's easier to stay well than it is to get well. I still go to the dentist even though I don't have cavities. Still brush my teeth even though I don't have cavities. Why? That's what preventative maintenance is. Preventative maintenance is not waiting for something to be wrong for you to be proactive about it. But so anyways, a 6 weeks intervention actually looked at active U.S., active duty U.S. military with lower back pain. One group got standard medical care. The other group got medical care plus chiropractic care. So adjustments. And at 6 weeks, patients with chiropractic care had a significantly greater improvement in pain intensity and disability versus medical care alone, higher satisfaction rate with patients who got adjusted, and reduced medication usage. So those are ones you're like, because you're looking at actively investing in your health. When we talk about what long-term health care is, it's actually looking at how do we work at just not being ill, right? You know, the World Health Organization looks at health as your body's ability to heal and function at 100%, not just merely the absence of sickness or disease. That's where someone can come in. I'm healthy as a horse. I went to the doctor. They ran all my labs. I look healthy as a horse. You know, less than a week later, they die from a massive heart attack. And you're like, but a week ago, you know, they were healthy. And you're like, no, they just didn't have any symptoms, right? They didn't have any symptoms, so they appeared to be healthy. Health is not how you feel. Health is how your body heals. Health is your body's ability to heal and function at 100%, not just merely the absence of sickness or disease. But yet somehow if we don't have a symptom, right? If someone's really skinny, they're like, why would I eat well? If someone's skinny, they're like, why would I work out? And I can tell you that why I eat right and exercise, why I get adjusted, why I take care of my body, why I truly invest my time, my money, my resources into long-term wellness care is because I truly see it as an investment for me and my family. Yeah, you know what? You could take Tylenol the rest of your life, but eventually your liver is going to shut down. But also secondarily, Tylenol, also known as acetaminophen, decreases intracellular glutathione. Glutathione is your body's master antioxidant. So whenever there's cellular damage, oxidative stress, abnormal cells, precancerous cells, cancer cells, glutathione is what your body calls on to help heal that. But that Tylenol you've been taking for those chronic headaches and back pain, because it seems just like an easier fix than actually getting down to the root cause of the problem, inevitably doesn't move the needle towards health. Your headaches, neck pain, and back pain are not a lack of acetaminophen. Your headaches, neck pain, and back pain are not a lack of ibuprofen. Your headache, neck pain, and back pain are not likely because you have a bad pillow or a bad mattress or a bad this or a bad that. It's because it's exacerbating and underlying. You likely have an underlying that you know it's just easier to brush underneath the rug until you physically can't move. And that's when people think that they need to come see me, right? At Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Hey, I can't walk. I can't tie my shoe. And all of a sudden, the signs and symptoms your body has been giving you for the last month, 2 months, 2 years, 2 decades come to a head. And now all of a sudden, it's this 911. You can't move. You can't go to work. You can't pick up your kids. And you're like, you actionably ignored all of the signs and symptoms your body gave you for the time beforehand. Why? Because it was easier just to ignore it, right? When we look at the benefits of long-term health, it is one where you're like, there's a certain point in time where you're like, if you value your health, you have to start investing in your health. There has to be a moment where you sit back and you say, hey, you got little kids. What does that look like in 20 years? In 20 years, like say you have a newborn right now, you have a 20-year-old. If you have a 10-year-old, you have a 30-year-old. Do you still want to spend Christmas with them? Do you want to go hikes? You want to walk down? You want to go to their wedding? You want to play with your grandkids if one day you have them? Hey, do you want to just be able to age gracefully, to take care of yourself, that you don't feel like you're bound to a nursing home because you put your health as a priority in the times that you actually still had your health? I will say it time and time again, People come in and they're like, I'm just doing really good. I'm like, you're in the sweet spot, because this is where people think they should quit. They think you should quit eating healthy. They quit getting adjusted. It is easier to stay well than it is to get well. You've got some lower back pain. You want to do nothing? Great. Osteoarthritis, Wolf's Law, 2 to 3% a year, 10 years. Add 10 years to your life right now and figure out what 20 to 30% worse degenerative change, worse structural deterioration. What does that look like for you? What does your physical mobility look like? What does your freedom look like? Are you almost feel like you're bound to a walker or a wheelchair now? Well, if you choose to do nothing, it doesn't get better on its own. And there's a certain point where you have to just step up and say, guess what? I'm going to put my health as a priority. Time-wise, financially, not for the short term, not for the season. I'm not looking for a destination. I know this is part of the journey of health and wellness. And that is truly one where we want to be able to step into that gap at Greenwood Family Chiropractic to help you reach those health goals. But that's when I can't do it from afar. This is one. Being in the office is first and foremost the way to be able to do that. And coming in for that consultation is just the first step. Coming in, seeing what's going on, how we can help you. And the best compliment I ever get is when someone walks in and says, hey, I'm well and I want to stay there. Can you be alongside of me for that journey? I said, absolutely. It is easier to stay well than it is to get well. And so that's just one, what coming into the office, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, 2853, or you can just schedule an appointment online, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Always appreciate you tuning in. Look forward to next week, but remember that your power is on.